John Lee used to say that when you sit up straight in meditation, not leaning to the left or the right, forward or backward, you want to make that a symbol for your mind. Your mind is sitting up straight too. It's not leaning forward toward the future, back toward the past, to the left to the things you like, to the right things you don't like. So try to get your mind in alignment here with your body. Your body's sitting right here. You want your mind to sit right here too. Don't go running off. And try to keep everything balanced. Keep the breath balanced. Experiment a bit to see what feels just right. Just like a balance, trying to find its point of an even keel. It'll lean a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, but just enough so you know what's straight up and down. Then try to keep it there. This is our point of normalcy. The mind at ease in the present moment. Just being aware. Now for most of us that's not normalcy. Our normalcy is something else. Thinking about all kinds of things all the time. But that's the normalcy of someone who's bent over or whose body is out of alignment. So try to bring things back into alignment. After all, this is a middle path. And this is the middle. Right concentration with its requisites of all the factors of the path. This evening I was looking at a little video clip on Buddhism in Thailand. And the narrator was this guy from England who at the very end of the show says, obviously Buddhism in Thailand is facing a crisis point. On the one hand there's rampant materialism, and on the other hand there's moral purity. He'd been to a forest monastery. That was the moral purity. He said, of course, as good Buddhists, we should all find the spot in between. What does that mean, though? There is that phrase, just the right amount of wrong, but that's the advertising slogan for a casino hotel. And as Ajahn Mahabhua says, the defilements have their sense of what's just right, too. Right in the middle of the pillow, right in the middle of all kinds of activities that are actually pulling you off, out of alignment. We want the Buddha's middle. And it may be a little bit hard to get used to if we've broken precepts in the past, or if our life is involved a lot in greed, aversion, and delusion. But it's like any process where, say, you try to get your body into alignment, you go for a treatment, and the first couple times it's hard to keep things in alignment. You find yourself going back to your old ways of walking and sitting, etc. But if you keep at it long enough, you begin to realize that this new middle here, the new alignment, actually is a lot better. So even though it may feel unusual, you begin to get a sense that this is the point of just right. Ask what happened in the past, what you did in the past. Remember the Buddha statement that someone who used to be heedless and then becomes heedful illumines the world. The same way that a moon at night, when it's released from the clouds, illumines the world below. In other words, don't let the clouds get in the way of your new brightness. And they may come back a little bit, but you realize, okay, this is where you'd much rather be. And over time, it does become your point of normalcy. So think of yourself sitting here, the body perfectly balanced, your mind perfectly balanced, everything is in alignment. And try to get used to this new alignment as well. And if there are any fears that you won't be able to keep it up, well, it is natural that there are some slips, but the more time you spend at it, the easier it gets. And again, as Ajahn Mahabhua said, the practice is not a chopping block waiting to execute those who give their lives to it. It actually gives you a deeper sense of well-being, a higher sense of well-being, a more secure sense of well-being. And if you're old, what you thought were normal ways of practicing, normal ways of living. So come to look at this as normal. Say, this is balance. over again with the Chandali. He said, look at the Buddha image in front of you. He's not disturbed by anything. People bring flowers, he's not disturbed. People create a mess here in the hall, he wouldn't be disturbed. Try to have that same sense as you're sitting here, both with regard to things outside and to things happening inside the mind. You want to find that point of awareness that's aware, and that's it. Knowing these things as they come, as they go, not getting thrown off balance. And then when you're not thrown off balance, you have a much better sense of what's up and down and what's right and left. What's something should be done, what's something that shouldn't be done. These things become a lot clearer when the mind itself is clear and at normalcy. There was that Southern writer who was one time asked why Southern writers like to write about freaks so much. And she said, because we recognize one when we see one. So you want to have that ability in your mind to notice the freaks in your own mind and recognize them. But to do that, you've got to side with the point of balance and normalcy. So keep working at making this your default position, the position to which the mind always returns. That's how you're able to set things straight inside.